Blog Talk Radio.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
My name is Ron McCann. I play the conga.
My name is Wilbur Max. I play the drum.
My name is Joseph Richardson. I play the bongo.
Machiavellian comedy. Stay tuned. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud sponsors of Last Meals on Wheels and Second Homes for the Nearly Rich. very, very needy and deserving charity. Wade Possmeyer thanked them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps and the Beer Battered Shrimp. It's a joint effort tonight. Well, you're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in Spud-related entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour! Dadgummit. And this week, two of my buddies called me earlier in the evening, so I've been throwing back the natty. So, Katie, bar the door, eh? During the week and in between possums, it's clobbering time. He's got this football thing going on, you know. And then Fridays, it's Friday possum. But we're not going to be on Friday. We're not going to be on next Monday. So, you know, fend for yourselves. I've got fish to fry. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Fish to fry. It's called Rookstock, kids. What happens at Rookstock stays at Rookstock. And I'm not running out of music. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
And by the way, I hope my sound is 5x5. I hope my 5 is sound by sound. But first, this public service announcement.
Hello, I'm Freddie Herbie. You know me, I thought they was prunes. But now I'd like to show you a side of me you very rarely see, for it's a serious side. When I was 15 years old, I was struck down by a dreaded disease known medically as necrophilia. If my parents had not been alive, the chances are from good to excellent that I would not be standing here talking to you today. For you see, it was only through the efforts of my parents and dozens of dedicated doctors that I managed to lick this big N, this necrophilia. But thousands of people still suffer from this dreaded curse, some of them children. That's why the National Necrophilia Foundation operates a nationwide network of rehabilitation centers where convalescent necrophiliacs on a road to a cure are taught to make and use soap. In the next few weeks, thousands of necrophiliacs and National Necrophilia Foundation volunteers will try to enter your homes to sell you this soap. The foundation's only source of funds, by the way. So when you see the necrophiliac wearing that big Freddie Herbie Run From Fear button, welcome them into your homes and tell them Freddie sent you. This has been Freddie Herbie saying for necrophiliacs everywhere, thank you, and may you all drop dead.
Freddie Herbie can currently be seen in the Ernglake production, The Whipping Boy, a Palisades film.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Son of
Hello?
A gun, welcome to Possum. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like a 12-inch pepperoni, extra cheese, and some of them breadsticks. You guys got the breadsticks, right?
I think you have the wrong number. This is Possum Hour.
Yeah. I see. In that case, make it a stromboli.
Well, baby, in your window put a light. Move around after that old sun goes down. when they were young, they had their dancing song. And when the sun went down, 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 they had to move around, move around, move around. Yeah, move around. Well, baby,
you possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Professor R. J.
There you go.
Yeah, baby.
There you go. You gotta love the possums, baby. You gotta love the possums.
The possums are here, man.
Uh-huh.
Loyal possum.
Yep.
Cheeks is saying that her doctor retired, and the clinic he was at is being torn down.
Oh.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Now, I wonder if that coincides with it or not. Whether they're going to condemn the building.
Ooh.
The doctor says, well, you know
what? I don't know if there's a connection.
That's likely it. Yeah. That's interesting.
All I know is, see, I was thinking, you know, that reminded me, my mechanic died last year.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that replaced him charges me full price when I read that.
Oh, Christ. Well, that's worse, you know. A mechanic dying on you is worse than a fucking doctor.
Man,
really
30 years. 30 years, Dan the man. I mean, he always charged me the good price. I could trust him.
Thoughts and prayers to Dan the man. Thoughts and prayers to Dan the man.
God bless him. He was the man. Used to drive, used to do drag racing back in his salad days.
Oh, okay.
He was quite the man, indeed. He will be missed. He will be missed.
Uh-huh.
Where the
die
fuck
at
did
a ripe old age? Did he seem like
man,
he had a
not
life?
Really, man. He got the big C and crashed in his early 60s.
Fuck that big C.
Taking way too many these days, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Tell you what, they give me the bad news, I'm taking a pipe.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. I'm not brave.
Take the pipe.
Taking the pipe. I'm taking the pipe,
that's,
man. Fuck
that's a
that
long,
shit.
Horrible sickness. I hear you.
Oh, that's no way to... That's no... Why, that's no way for a man to die.
You got that right. You got that right, Duke.
I'll tell you, man. John Wayne, he'd set it up. He had Richard Boone shoot him, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's how you do it. You could go insult Richard Boone, and then he'll come shoot you. Put you out of your misery.
Yeah, problem solved. It's like suicide by cop. Suicide by paladin.
Suicide by Boone. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Suicide by paladin. Oh, that'd be a good way to go. Man, I don't think you could suicide by cop in Whitehall, man. They're so cool. They don't gun people down here for some reason.
No?
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cool cops.
You know.
The Whitehall cops might be able to suicide them guys. They shoot guys.
Okay.
I don't think Black Lives Matter or any others. I don't think.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter, Ted? You ready to do the roll
easy
call?
To,
maybe.
Easy to do suicide by cop in Philly.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Especially.
Oh yeah.
Especially if you're in blackface. Hey.
Oh yeah. You got that right.
Got that right. Yeah.
Boner hose.
Yeah.
Of course.
Chimes in.
You got that right. Jacques.
Uh-huh. That's right. You are correct.
Hey man. Like the man said, we're burning daylight, man. Do you see that shit? You see that shit? You looking at the clock? Man.
Yes, I do.
Up with that. All right, let's blow something up, man. Tonight is a very special night on Possum Hour. We're going to blow something up for a change.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. if you need advice on blackface, call Canadian Prime Minister. Yeah.
There you go.
Which photo are you talking about? Which blackface photo? I guess it's a thing. Anyhow, his real dad is Fidel Castro, so chew on that. All right, here it is. Justin Blackface Trudeau. I wish our president had another face. That's another story. Okay, we're blowing up. Justin Bieber, just for you Canadians out there.
There you go.
Hey, old Canada, yada, 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 blackface and Trudeau. Yeah. It's Bieber. Justin Bieber. Baby, baby.
Baby,
baby. Baby, baby. I heard this one this weekend. I said, oh, mein Gott in Himmel, we got to blow that up Monday. Blow it up already.
Oh,
with another man. And let the baby come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little known guy called Elvis Presley. Thank you very much. Always an automatic double. Come on, man. Fuck yeah.
That's how you put baby in a song.
Baby.
I still have
a poster
in my room.
Did you get the Bebop? You got the Bebop? Hope you don't put tacks through his nipples, man. Don't put any tacks in his nipples. It'd be uncool, man. Yeah,
oh,
baby! Yeah!
What a picture.
Baby. Oh, my God.
Baby.
How old is he? He's like 30, and he's singing like a soprano. What is that? Is it a faggot? What is going on with that there? I don't know.
He's got no balls. He's balls.
No balls. He's a onic.
Uh-huh.
He's like Ted. He's got no schmeckles.
Oh, poor Ted.
Ted got no... She came that way. He got no tail, no schmeckles. So, Ted. What do you think of Cheeks? Huh? Cheeks is here in the Possum Lounge. Cheeks.
In the house.
You're not going to bark? That's it, our booty.
There it is.
That's my booty. You good old poop. Cheeks.
You sound like Catherine Hepburn. You old poop.
And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Ted knows that.
Got that right. Uh-huh. And Ford Prefect. Yes. I know you got... Yes, I knew he had it in him. Ted's on fire. Okay. GTO is here.
GTO.
Yeah, did I mention it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake? Oh, you think he barked it? He barked that earlier. Okay. Not a hush puppy. You got that right, Jack.
Right.
10 years old. I'm still training him. Thank you very much.
There you go.
All right, GTO, right, Ted? He's like, what? Okay, and Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Barking.
There it is, Ted!
Finance and Barking. All these years, I thought it was parking. It's Finance and Barking.
Finance and Barking. Now I got to change
my profile. Who knew?
Description.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Who knew?
There they are.
There you go.
There you have it. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
If I can find the cue.
As the Beaver.
The power of the sweet flower is gonna rule the earth.
mind. When I'm walking with my darling and we're holding hands, and life is fine, 'cause she understands. Walking down the sunny street, giving pretty flowers to the people that we meet. And I give a flower to the big fat cop. He takes his glove and he beats me up. I give a flower to the garbage man. He stuffs my girl in the garbage can. And I give it to the landlord when the rent comes round. He throws it in the toilet and he flushes it down. It goes into the sewer with the yuck running through her. And it runs into the river that we drink. Hey, what do you think? Man, it's later than you think. Boy, you got just one more chance. Come on, baby, while I dance. I'm talking about love power, the power of little flowers. You don't think about no little flowers. Oh no, all you think about is guns. If everybody in the world today had a flower instead of a gun, there would be no wars. There would be one big smell in. Just a flower. What you do to my flower, man? Hurt it. Like everything else. Everything else. A flower.
Soundbite.
That's our Hitler!
There you go.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party. I've always liked that.
Whatever. And you know that's Mel singing that.
Uh-huh.
You can tell that's Mel.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Smarty.
It's
not him in the. It's not him in the scene, but it's he dubs that in for sure. Yeah.
Yep. I've seen that practically every day when I was in a body cast. One channel was showing it once a day, you know. I'm laying there, I had nothing better to do. So I got that.
Oh, there's a fleeing. Fleeing grandpa's beer. So whenever anybody mentions. Anybody ever mentions. I'm sorry, go ahead. Say it. Damn it.
I'm a madam, not a concierge.
Not a concierge. I thought of that.
I was in the
convention center last week and they had the concierge. And I went, it's the concierge.
Did you think of that immediately? I know I would have.
Absolutely. It's the concierge.
The concierge.
Oh, man. So whenever anybody says.
I see a documentary. Okay.
Whenever anybody says Uncle Bobo,
that's our Hitler!
There you go.
All right. I was watching a documentary with Mel in it. You might be interested. You still on Netflix?
Ooh. Yeah. I got access.
All right. The documentary's called Harold and Lillian Michelson. Harold Michelson was the a storyboard artist, so really got into all that shit. It's very interesting, and his wife got
into just the producer's movie.
No, for all movies. They had Mel. Mel was on it. It's a documentary. Mel was talking how he had regular helmets on the stormtroopers in Spaceballs. It was Harold Murchison that said, Drew with the big helmet, like the big balls. You got to put balls in her head. The movie's called Spaceballs. That was Michelson's idea. He's the guy that came up with the iconic vision of Benjamin Bullock being seen through the legs of Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, that was just on the other night.
Being a cartoonist, man, you'd be interested in this. It's a very interesting show. Documentary.
And you know, if you see that again, she's quite fetching there, and she's
jailbait
for us, man, you know.
Good Lord. Exactly.
And she's the older woman. Her name is escaping me. Mel's wife.
Come on, Ford.
Damn it.
Bancroft.
Anne Bancroft.
Great. There you go.
Yeah. It was great. Man, was Mel was hitting on that shit, man. God bless you, Mel. You are the chief. Beautiful
Bangers,
wife. Beautiful.
Yes, probably.
Shame,
unlikely
Death by
couple.
Bundy.
I thought it was great. Hey.
Death by Bundy. Yeah.
Yep.
I love it.
Bring it back.
Ted, roll call's over, baby. How about, I'm going to try to get Ted simmered down here, ladies and gentlemen. How about a Halloween? I know. You don't have to remind me, Ted. Halloween leftover.
He's asking if anyone else joined.
Yeah.
He's anxious
yeah.
for someone else to join the roll call. So he can keep going.
No, nobody else, dude. All right, Halloween leftovers. And where's Maggie C?
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled out. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. Stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sounded like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. Bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, that sat a man. On a hot stove was a pot and pan. Say that pot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. Run. Don't be here when the morning comes. See, yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house.
That's our Hitler!
I'll never get.
Say it.
I will never get tired of that. Okay. Yeah, that was. There's a good reason why that was a Halloween leftover. Thank you very much.
Good show. Good daddy.
Oh, it was a classic. Gene Simmons. Before he joined up with Kiss, of course.
Oh, Patrick.
So, did you have a good weekend?
All right. Pretty good. Not bad. Pretty usual. Nothing outstanding. How about you?
Saturday night was beauty. I had to gig for the guy that changed the date of the daughter's birthday party.
All right.
He's awesome. I love that guy, man. He told the story. He said
you.
He said when he says I went to get the John Bailey and he worked. I said, man, that is when you became a preferred client, my friend.
There you go. Butter is that.
The John
butter
Bailey.
Is
that. Oh, you. You got that right, Jacques. Preferred client list, baby. Preferred client list. So what happened was, last year, he had the same party, but it was in December. Might have been January. And it was the worst storm of the season. I mean, it was the big mamu. All hell broke loose. I'm on the highway, the outer belt, going 25-30 mile an hour, right?
Yep.
This
is bad.
Canadians
are laughing at you. The Canadians are
so
laughing
I wake
at
up,
you.
So I wake up Saturday, and there's frost on the backyard, you know, and I let the dog out. I went, oh, geez, look at that.
Yeah.
And then I let the dog in. I went back to sleep. And I had this dream that it was the worst storm of the season.
No.
I woke up and I went, fuck. And I ran to the window expecting to see, you know, a bunch of snow and shit. Yeah, it was cool.
Vivid dreams, man.
Yeah.
So weird.
Oh, man, that blew my mind. I was like, oh, my God, not again. Fortunately, didn't turn out that way.
Is this the guy that postponed his own daughter's birthday just so we can get you at the party?
Yes.
I like that.
He wanted the John Bailey. He wanted the John Bailey, as he said.
Uh-huh.
The John Bailey at his
Imagine
party.
Postponing your daughter's birthday to get that caricaturist. I like it. That's nice. That's good.
Make the party, man.
Uh-huh.
You know? You know what? It's just a shame there's only so many Saturdays in the year.
Yep.
That's all
ain't that the truth? Yep.
You
got
to clone
your ass, you know? And,
I'll tell you what, I could use one, man.
Uh-huh.
Because there's always, like, you know, particular days throughout the year that you get three or four calls on. You know, you can only do one of them. Crying out.
Sure.
Well, that's why so many people in this business end up becoming booking agents and hiring other people. See?
You don't want to get
it. You know. No. Too much paperwork. Fuck that
shit.
That's
right.
Every once in a while, I'll you know, if I need a second artist, I'll hire another guy. But I let them pay him directly. I don't want to have to fuck with taxes and all that crap.
Yep.
I'm not an agent. I'm just a man.
I'm just
a lonely.
Just a man with a Sharpie. Just a man with a Sharpie. That's all you are, man.
Man with a Sharpie.
That's our Hitler.
There you go.
That's our Hitler. I love him. Okay. We do a quickie.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. This has been around for a while. Don't kill the messenger on this one, kids.
It's a quickie.
CNN's fake news. I don't take questions. I don't take questions from CNN. CNN is fake.
Really, the word, I think one of the greatest of all terms I've come up with is fake.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. You are fake news. Fake news, false and fake. Fake news. Fake news media. Look at all of them. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake news. Fake news. Fake news. The fake news. The word fake. The word fake thing. Fake. They have to leave that word. And the fake news by the fake news. Because they are the fake, fake, disgusting news. Okay? Fake news, folks. Fake news. Fake news.
I'm saying fake news. Fake news. Fake news. It's fake. It's phony.
I love this stuff. Should I go on with this just a little bit longer?
We love that term. Fake. Fake news. Fake.
That was just fake news, which gives a lot of fake news. Fake news.
There's the fake news back.
Fake news. The fake news media will say fake news. Fake. How fake. How fake.
Fake news for a long time. Fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Fake news. It's fake. Phony. Fake. The fake Pocahontas. We gotta get used to it. We're gonna live with fake news. Fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Fake news. Fake reporting. Fake media.
Fake news, folks. Fake news. Fake stories.
Fake, 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 fake.
Got that right, Jack. Oh, man. You know, safe to come back, Ford. Safe now.
Yeah.
Because you want to unmute, because later on in the show, we have perhaps the all-time greatest yodel of all time. Is that redundant? Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's a big mom. It's the big Mamu. It's the Mamu of yodels.
Yep.
I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag or anything like that. Uh-huh.
You don't like a white man.
You know.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do? You don't like a white. You got that right.
That's right.
All right.
We got it.
But before we can get to the yodel. Well, key lime yogurt. Oh, my God, that sounds great, Dr. K.
That's horrible.
I've been getting into yogurt, man. I like peach yogurt. I like all the flavored yogurt, but I like peach yogurt the best.
All right.
Peach yogurt.
I don't like yogurt.
Commodore proved.
Now the sales are skyrocketing. How do you mention it on?
I know, I know. I'm doing that all the time. I manipulate the markets with my predictions.
People in Germany are right now getting it now. Isn't that what you said? It's like number three in the country. Germany. What was the number third?
Yeah, yeah, the Germans.
There you go.
Germans. They love us in Germany, man.
Yeah.
The Krauts.
Yeah, they're goose stepping. They're goose stepping to get some key lime yogurt.
I'll tell you what. Yep. The Krauts. The Jerry's. You gotta
they're
love
Jerry's.
Them. Where the fuck was the Jerry's, man? You know, the British are the worst at coming up with nicknames, you know. Well, here's one that'll get them. Let's call them the Jerrys. They're all like, the Germans are over there going, the Jerrys? Really?
Why not?
I don't know.
I had to learn the correct way of saying Adidas for the Germans. They take
the
and shoot me. Adidas.
What's
when,
that?
When the Germans bought out Reebok. I told you this. And
yeah,
yeah,
Crouch,
Adidas. Adidas bought out Reebok, but it's pronounced Adidas. The correct pronunciation is Adidas.
No.
Yeah. I've always thought Adidas was some kind of a guy. They named the show after some kind of a guy, but no, it's a guy's name.
What's it mean?
It's a guy's name.
What's it mean?
Adidas.
Guy's name.
Nothing. It's just a, it's a guy's last name.
Victor Von Adidas?
Victor, that's it.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Well, tonight's 3 minutes is dedicated to Victor Von Adidas.
There you go.
The asshole who's got the little swoosh on his shoes, like a big boy.
Swoosher. Yep.
He's got a swoosh on his shoe, like a big boy.
I'll bet she wears a
Just
ball cap, too, like a big boy. Like a big boy.
Mr.
You know, you look like a real big boy with that ball cap on there, Chief.
There you go.
I'd say you're making America great.
Oh, forget it. Don't go there. They hate the politics.
Mr. Burns said that.
Name Jerry.
When he rode the
Here we go.
Escalator.
Here we go. Ford says the name Jerry, possibly derived from the Stohelm, introduced in 1916, which was said by British soldiers to resemble a chamber pot or Jeroboam. So, in other words, they were calling them piss faces.
Nice.
Is it from the obvious explanation that, because it's Jerry spelled with a G.
Yeah. I like piss pots better.
Piss pot is better.
3 minutes! You'll never, ever get back.
I will kill you.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Charts is the goddamn headlines tonight. Holy magoo!
All right, okay.
What the hell was up this week, man? Everything weird was happening, man. All right, for instance.
Yeah?
A man stuck cannabis up his nose. And he forgot about it for 18 years.
That's not how it's done.
No! Well, no, he snorted a cannabis-filled balloon before going into prison, right?
He forgot he's going into prison.
He thought he swallowed it, so he thought it was done. You know, is he going to poop it out? He pooped it out somewhere. No, it was stuck up in there for 18 years, man. He realized... I think Ted's got cannabis stuck up his nose. Here you go, boo. That'll shut him up. That'll shut him up for a while. But yeah, they calcified lesion in his nasal passage after all that time. Rubber capsule containing degenerate vegetable plant matter. Yuck. So, yeah, if you're going to prison and you're going to snort some weed in a balloon, make sure you blow your nose before 18 years rolls by.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not good. All right. In a related story, funeral mourners got stoned after being served ash cake at a wake in Germany.
So, unbeknownst to them, they didn't know that, huh? They didn't know it had
happened. Yeah. Funeral party went to a restaurant for coffee and cake, but after eating the cake, 13 people, like, started tripping and stuff, and police investigation revealed the restaurant employee in charge of the cakes had asked her 18-year-old daughter to bake them. Uh-oh, there's where she went wrong.
Okay, all right.
It
wasn't done intentionally.
However, the mother accidentally took the wrong cake out of the freezer to the funeral. Took the hash cake the teenager had prepared for a different, more jovial occasion. Yeah. Right, Ted?
I think all funerals should have hash cake.
Right? I would dig if they served hash cake at my fucking funeral.
As long as they know that's what they're taking. I've always been against that to sneak the shit on people.
You don't want to dose somebody with that don't know they're getting.
Don't fuck with drinks and food. But I think that'll be great. Everyone all hashed out at the funeral.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Get a good vibe going. You know?
Yeah.
Plus, hire a caricature artist.
Do not take death seriously.
Well, hire a caricature artist as well. That'll really take
there
the edge off of the sorrow. You know?
Yeah.
Do a funny caricature of the deceased. Well, yeah, you do a funny character. You know, everybody can like pose with the deceased, and we'll get a caricature, and the hilarity will ensue.
That's right.
Sure,
you can put
winner.
The deceased on the roller skates or the skateboard. Don't they throw the skateboard all the time? There you go. I like it.
I actually did one of the gigs that I, you know, like you say. Well, I've done every possible gig but a funeral, but I'd never done before two Saturdays ago a baby shower. I did a baby shower two Saturdays ago. So I think all that's left is a funeral. So
I'm putting it in my will, Commodore, because I'm not making it out of the 60s. There's no way in hell I'm making it out of the 60s.
Oh, come on. You're thin, man. Thin guys grow old, though. Thin guys grow old. I'll be dead, but you'll be here. You'll be here. You'll be doing possum on your own. It'll be beautiful.
No exercise. I eat crap and I chain smoke cigars, man. That's it. I'm not making it out of the 60s. I don't think I want to.
Well, yeah, the 60s are, you know, because you look at it, the 60s are just going to be worse than the 50s were, and good Lord, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, you could be this guy, though. Lincoln, Nebraska. Police are searching for a man who walked into a bank in Nebraska and tried to open a checking account with a fake $1 million bill.
I'm Ken Ham. He had a Ken Ham bill. He got it for trick or treat.
Yeah, he came in. He was pressing him to open an account, but he was adamant that the bill was the real deal, but they wouldn't buy it, and he eventually left without a new account. They're trying to identify the man from the surveillance video.
Here's a
I don't know why.
For all you people out there, there is no $1 million bill.
This is correct. The largest bill in public circulation is a $10,000 bill. I believe Woodrow Wilson's on that puppy, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, let me check. Let me check. I got one. I'll get back
to you. Let me check my wallet. Flippity floppity. Oh, yeah. I know where Benjamin is. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. Them are the ones I like, the Benjamins. Oh, baby.
Oh, back to
Benjamin. That's anti-Semitic. All right. We need Halloween music, man. Scary
shit.
Well, we got a Halloween story.
Yep.
How that goes. You know, I need to really organize my shit so it says scary music. Okay. Oh, Dr. Cake said she's been binging on Halloween candy all weekend. My gig
That's
Saturday night, somebody, they made this fucking, I don't know what the fuck it was. Is it brownies or is it cake? I don't know.
Oh.
Holy shit. I about went into a diabetic convulsion when I ate this thing. It was so rich.
Way too sweet.
Chocolatey.
Probably a brownie.
Chocolatey, chock, chock, chock. It was like,
good
man,
God.
It was compressed. Holy magoo. Okay. But here's our Halloween scary story. All right, this happened just this Halloween. South Point, Ohio.
Yeah.
Sidney Wolf, a student at West Virginia's Marshall University. From what I hear, they have a rockin' football team. She was driving home from a haunted house event where she was promoting her upcoming role in a musical adaptation of Stephen King's iconic novel, Carrie.
Carrie. All right. That should be a musical.
She was. I know. Why did it take so long for them to make a musical out of it? Is my question.
Exactly. Why did?
So anyway,
Julie Andrews is still alive.
Oh man! If only we could regenerate her and make her 16 again. Be so beautiful. How about the girl with the big boobs? I know she's probably 40 by now anyway. Never mind. Ted, you're gonna get sick if you eat any more treats. So anyway, the star of the Carrie musical is driving home in her Carrie costume, which has the pig blood all over her head and everything, right?
Yeah.
And she gets into it. She hits a deer on the way home, see?
I love this one already. She totaled
her car. She was okay, but like when the first responders got there, here's this young girl covered in blood, pig's blood. Yeah.
I love it.
He says, the police officers were like, oh man. And they kept asking over and over if I needed medical assistance. The second round of cops that came weren't in on the makeup and said, are we just going to ignore that blood dripping? She needs medical assistance. So, pretty good gag. Pretty good gag. She didn't do it on purpose. So, yeah. Pulled one over on the coppers. Good stuff. And there you have it. Scary music.
Eddie X must have been the makeup artist. It was so good.
Well, you know, he is a renowned makeup Grindhouse star effects manager.
That's right.
Amongst other things, by God. You know what I'm pissed? You know why I hate him now?
Uh-huh.
I never did it. You guys hated him. I never hated him.
I hate him now because...
I know. I can't stand him now because the last time Reverend Wendy called in, he called in and fucked up the rest of the show.
What the hell was
that about?
Yeah.
We didn't get to talk to Reverend Wendy. That cocksucker calls in the show, fucking bullshitness. I mean,
McDonald's French fries.
All right. I'm great. Look at me. Everyone look at me.
That son of a bitch bastard. Fuck him in the ass. Fuck him in the ass. All right.
Fuck him in the ass.
Enough of that.
Fuck him in the ass.
Yep. Fuck him and feed him dog shit. Now, okay, we had marijuana news. Okay, we had the marijuana.
Uh-huh.
Oh, did we do it? We didn't. Yeah. The marijuana news. What is this one? Okay.
Well, before you get into that one, you know what?
Have you
seen the meme yet? They say Soylent Green, it takes place in the year 2020, and then it says, enter the Impossible Burger. Have you seen that yet? There you go.
It's human. I saw one today. I should have shared it on Church of the Beer Battered because it said according to was that Revelations? I don't know something.
Yeah.
2.something. Uncle Bobo is out next June. Prophecy.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
It's prophecy.
Right. There you go. It's in the book of Revelation. It's happened.
What are you going to say?
That's our Hitler!
That's our Hitler. Ha ha.
No!
stop me.
Ted, what's the deal, baby? I like he's got this new thing. Well, it's not a new thing. He's been doing it for a while, but he'll like just go into a room and just start barking. Like, dude.
Poltergeist.
What the fuck do you want? I don't know. I just felt like barking.
Sounds really like the ghost of Chet.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Chet. Yeah. Yeah. He ain't doing so good.
Nuh-uh.
He ain't doing so good.
This is Osama Bin Laden. I am still dead. I repeat, I am still dead.
For all the time.
How are things over there?
You know that Epstein guy. Remember him?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The head pedophile,
sure,
man.
Too.
The head of pedophile.
Uh-huh.
You know the richest guy in Columbus? That was his fucking business manager, man. I mean, Epstein was the richest guy in Columbus.
His business manager? Okay.
Yeah, the guy, he owns the Limited. You know, the Limited and Victoria's Secret, all that shit.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So, some folks hired some people to look into this Epstein murder in prison there, man. It seems like, not so sure he committed suicide. Surprise, surprise!
Huh?
Fuck out of here. That's the biggest bullshit story ever came down a pike.
That's right.
If anyone
we
was ever. I mean, that was when the Clintons, the Bushes, I think the Q guy, and the Deep State, they all got together and said, "We gotta wax this guy. He knows too much." They all fucking conspired on that fucker, man.
Oh,
had
yeah.
to be.
They killed his ass.
I think they hired Bruce Dern to do it. I'm not sure. I'm not saying. You know, it's just a theory. It's a theory.
All right. Same good theory. Something to look into.
They said, if anybody can do this, you know, it's Bruce Dern. He killed
Bruce
John
Dern.
Wayne, for God's sake.
He killed John Wayne.
I just watched that. I watched that last night, man. That is the fucking one of my favorites, man. The Cowboys.
Yeah.
Beauty. What a great movie.
Good
Roscoe
actor.
Lee Brown as Mr. Nightlinger. He steals that movie. He steals the movie. Oh my god! I put him in there. I had to put him in there last night, man.
Uh-huh.
I was like, dude.
And now
you're
we can put tonight. We could put tonight's link over it. All right. I'm getting on
go.
That now. I'm getting on
okay.
that now.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, I actually had chow with, you know, Mr. Nightlinger one time. Yeah, he's a real short guy. And he's walking down Penn Avenue downtown Pittsburgh. I don't know why he was in town. I was going, you know, walking in my car after school, I see the guy, and I'm like, holy crap, that's the guy. He's been on Archie Bunker, you know. This is the fucking guy. And I just, all I could say was, I know you. I pointed, I said, I know you, man. He's like, hello. He says, hello. Hello. Fucking awesome.
It was great.
He was one of the greats. One of the greats. All right. We have something to settle here.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
It's supposed to go yahoo. It didn't do that. All right, try this. The Big Mama.
The Big Mama.
Super Chicken.
Back when I was a little boy, I used to try to yodel like them white folks. My mama said, boy, you better be careful yodeling like them white folks. They might think you a coyote or something. I said, mama, I can yodel like Roy Acuff. I can yodel like Gene Autry. You better be careful yodeling like them white folks. They might think you a coyote, baby. Yodelay, 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 dee-hoo. Yodelay, 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 dee-hoo. Yodelay, dee-hoo. Yodelay, dee-hoo. Yodelay, 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 dee-hoo. My mama said, Lord, how amazing, baby. If I had a gun, I'd shoot you myself. Mama said, baby, you ought to yodel like John Lee Hooker. I said, mama, John Lee Hooker didn't yodel. She said, just a nappy head lie he did. Well, mama, how did John Lee Hooker yodel? Haw, 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 haw. Haw, 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 haw. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down. I shoot you down to the ground. I take you home with me. I lay you across my bed. I shoot you dead in the head. Haw, 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 haw.
you talk like that. Upsets my nerves. Now scat, cat, scat. Haw, 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 haw.
One of the ones that surprises you because there's no indication that's a yodel. It's called hooking up. You're listening to it, and all of a sudden you're like, "Yeah, hey, possum."
God bless you, Gumby. You make
you
the possum. You make the possum
Stumble
swing, Dad. You make the possum swing. Yes, sir. God bless you. I got to my gig yesterday, which is the greatest gig of my year. It's the wedding expo.
Uh-huh.
I hope none of the other caricaturists are listening. Because it's a it's fish in a barrel, fish in a barrel, fish in a barrel, right? You're just signing up people left and right.
Yeah, beauty, beauty. Hand out some cards.
Oh, I went through a pile of cards. Just a beauty. I don't know what my point was there. Oh, yeah, it was just a great end. It was just a great day. I had a great day. Came home. Got really whacked and had a hangover all morning. I'd actually get up and go to McDonald's and get some shitty food. You know, it was that much of a hangover. Yeah. That's hangover food, man. Egg McMuffin. But, I don't know what my point was bringing that up. It was a great day, put it that way.
Were you boozing at this gig?
No, not at the gig. Jesus,
okay.
God Almighty.
Okay.
No. No, 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 no.
It'll be Mikey's two hands and Decker's shaky hands. That's what you know.
Yeah. You don't want to do. Oh, I did that. Well, that was I posted one of the pictures from it yesterday. It was a beauty, man.
Okay,
it
was a
fucking great
thing.
Nobody, no other caricature artists there. Apparently, I'm well loved. And
nice.
I don't know what I did to deserve that. Beauty.
Hey, you're going to have to dig out the picture of a Christmas tree with all your characters on it that client did for you. That was great.
That's a long time ago. Holy jeez. I've drawn drunk.
Uh-huh.
I don't drive drunk, but I'll draw drunk. Cheeks ass, that would be weird caricatures. Maybe not. I tell you what, I'm blessed because it happened one time when I was maybe 10 years ago. Maybe a little longer. And I was up late drinking and being a stupid asshole. I was a little younger and stupider. And I had a call, I think, for 8:30 in the morning. And I was up way too late, probably talking to, you know, some crease or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now that I think about it, I'm sure that's what it was, drinking and crease. And, you know, one thing led to another, and I'm there at 8:30 in the morning, and I drew brilliantly. And I was all afraid, uh-huh. Like, I'm so hungover, I'm not going to be able to draw. Jesus God Almighty, makes me draw better.
See that?
Honey brown.
Water. Water.
It's almost a coice. Curse of the cat people.
I flush alcohol.
So, like, early morning gigs. I love early morning gigs because, and I think I figured it out. My mind is not full of, we've gone over this, I'm sure. My mind is not full of the day's bullshit. And it's just, you know, I got nothing in my head. I'm just, you know, just, here we go. Let's draw. It's cool.
Fresh day. Fresh day. Fresh day.
It's fresh. A fresh head. Conducive. Honey brown.
Water.
All right, man. We won't be here Friday and we won't be here Monday because I'm a jackass and going to go celebrate my life. The tribute to me at Rookstock.
Rookstock,
anybody wants to come, right there is his. It's in the his. He lives in the gully next to the gardens.
Uh-huh.
It's just a left
he,
turn.
He
off
lives
of
in a van by the lake. Lives in a van by the lake.
Yeah. Well, there is a crick.
Uh-huh.
They say they, in Western PA they don't say creek.
Uh-huh.
They say crick.
They say crick.
Crick. So, yeah,
here,
happy
we,
birthday,
here,
everybody,
Dr. PA, they say both ways. We say both ways here.
Cool. Guys, go both ways. Energy!
That's right.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Espresso.